Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Nearly 2 months after they welcomed twins Rumi and Sir Carter into the world, Beyonce was in top form on another date night with her husband Jay-Z. Yeah, they've been getting out a lot. And the 35-year-old mother of three was positively beaming as she left Sushi Park in a mini mall on the Sunset Strip over in West Hollywood. Now, with nearly 10 years of marriage under their belt, the couple looked crazy in love as they headed into their romantic dinner. And you know Jay-Z could not keep his hands off his wife as they were waiting to leave the restaurant. See, I am so glad this man has come to his senses, because you know he almost lost his entire empire messing with Becky with the good hair. And legendary comedian Dave Chappelle stopped by Hot 97 to discuss culture in his upcoming string of performances at the Radio City Music Hall, and the conversation shifted toward popular culture. Speaking of Jay-Z, Chappelle is well known for his love of hip-hop, and he said that, you know what, he is so proud of Jay-Z and his new 444. He says it's great to see hip-hop grow up like this and mature. It's the first time that a guy of his age can make a relevant record. He loves it, and you know what? Everybody else seems to, too. Now, when he was asked about R. Kelly and the current situation, you know Chappelle had something to say, even though he didn't stay on the subject for long. He instead described his cutting-edge, infamous R. Kelly piss on you skit from his former sitcom, The Chappelle Show. Dave then added that R. Kelly responded to the situation by saying he had never heard of Chappelle before. Well, we all know R. Kelly is clearly living in his own cultish world. And LL Cool J will be the first ever hip-hop artist to receive the Kennedy Center honors alongside four other recipients later this year. The rapper, along with singers Gloria Estefan and Lionel Richie, and television producer Norman Lear and dancer Carmen de Lavallade. Wow, what a lineup. They will all be honored at the 40th year of the awards. Now, this celebration will happen on December 3rd and will be broadcast on December 26th. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.